Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, from the UK Daily Mail, Trump's mass deportation effort removed, their word, not mine, staggering amounts of migrants from the U.S. The more this gets going, the more violent the left will become. These are their voters, and they see future voters, in many cases current voters. I'm going to get into that in a minute. And they see this as an absolute attack on their party and their political base. And the way they think, they do not distinguish between illegals who just got here, even if they're wanted by Interpol, and Americans. They see illegals as their voters. They see this as a political attack by Trump. Listen to the latest. This is just 250 days, y'all. ISIS deported 493,000 migrants, but another 1.6 million have self-deported. They've taken the, Trump says, hey, we'll buy you a free ticket, and here's $1,000 for your trouble to restart your life. Get out of here. And they've taken it for a total of 2.1 million leaving America in just 9 months, excuse me. At this rate, he will deport the 12 million. All 12 million from the voter drive that the Democrats were running. On the other side of the border, this is the other horror. Federal agents have apprehended 238,000 migrants trying to illegally get into America during the 2025 fiscal year, which is a 55-year low because so few people came. I mean, that was 1 month under Joe Biden. So in the 9 months, 238,000 have tried to come. The border is militarized. It is patrolled by armored vehicles and tanks. Military technology is down there. People forget that. They can't get across the border. And that's why the Democrats are panicking, because these human trafficking routes that they have built with this 110,000, God, I can't get over that. Cash Patel, if you're just tuning in, just joining me, good morning. Cash Patel announcing 110,000 illegal immigrant gangsters still on the streets of Chicago. They have flocked to the sanctuary city for protection, y'all. And these are their human smuggling routes. I mean, you go move 12 million people and all that fentanyl, all those kids, 300,000 kids to sell for sex and work as slaves. I mean, you need an army like that. 110,000 strong army on the streets of Chicago. Democrats never thought Trump would uproot it. Now that it looks like he is, they are in full panic. And they have to lie and lie and lie and lie. Here's Governor J.B. Pritzker and Tammy Duckworth on CNN just lying. Oh, no, agents didn't get boxed in. By folks, we're going to find out what the Latin Kings did this, that rammed their cars. That's who that's going to be. Why? Because we just had, and I said this yesterday, we just had that indictment, right? Of the guy who tried to kill the border chief. And in the indictment, it says when the agents were boxed in, he sent armed assassins to kill them because the agents were in Latin Kings territory. No way he knows they're boxed in. Wasn't on the news yet. Nobody knew it happened until Department of Homeland Security put out the press release and local news picked it up. How did he know those agents were boxed in? Because he sent the people who did it. That's why. They were going to kill him. Latin Kings, folks. So the Democrats have to lie. They have to cover this up. Here's J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, and Senator Tammy Duckworth lying their rear ends off about this.
What do you know about this incident? Were federal agents boxed in and assaulted?
Well, we don't have a lot of facts. What happens
you do.
In these sorts of incidents is typically ICE puts out a press release before anybody else can speak with the press, and then it gets reported on social media and elsewhere. So they are just putting out their propaganda.
She claims that federal agents were surrounded and were threatened. What are local authorities telling you about what they think happened here?
Well, they lie, right? The Trump administration lies. We have a president who's a known liar, and they have been they've been lying about the situation all along.
Mm-hmm. What's the Chicago police superintendent? He's their police chief. What does he say, Ms. Duckworth and Mr. Pritzker? You lying sacks.
They're agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. If you ram any vehicle, especially that one that contains law enforcement agents, and that's any law enforcement, local, state, federal, county, and you do this intentionally, this is considered deadly force. Deadly force is anything that can cause great...
Interesting what's going on with the superintendent there, the police chief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's refusing to be the fall guy, saying, no, I did not give the order for Chicago police to not respond as those agents came under attack. Who did? Again, DOJ needs to go right in there, Arctic Frost style, get the phones. Get the phone of the patrol chief who gave that order. See who he's talking to. We'll have our answer. They can do this. They need to do this. Because otherwise, poor Greg Bovino and these other agents are going to end up dead. And Kristi Noem warned about that yesterday. She said, you are going to get my agents killed, these Democrat leaders. But where are the American people on this? Harvard-Harris poll yesterday. Harvard-Harris is Hillary Clinton's old pollster. What is the number one priority of the American people? Lowering prescription drug prices for Medicare recipients. Number two, 78%. Of Americans say deporting illegal immigrants who are here illegally and have committed crimes, 78%. So just 22% are with Pritzker and Brandon Johnson and want to live in a third world cesspool full of the world's worst criminals. Number three, full-scale effort to eliminate fraud and waste of government. Number four, priority of Americans. There's 20 priorities here they had to choose from. Number four, closing the border, added security and policies that discourage illegal crossings. 68% of Americans say that should be a top priority. So Democrats absolutely not winning here. You know what's interesting? People absolutely loved Trump RX, this launch a government-run website for consumers to buy drugs direct from manufacturers. That was 68%, number five in priorities. Again, this is out of more than 20. But you know what the next priority is for the American people? Banning men who have undergone operations and hormones to become women from girls' sports. This is total loss by the Democrats. So you know what's going on here, what you're seeing in Chicago with And I genuinely think, folks, I genuinely believe that the Chicago PD pulled back to allow a Latin Kings assassination. You will not convince me otherwise. We're going to learn it. We're going to learn it in the future. It's very obvious what is going on here. And that is why the police chief is saying, no, I had nothing to do with this. I did not give that order. Who did? Who gave it? Because, folks, they understand they're done. They're cooked, okay? The Democrats are done. They're cooked unless they can get these illegals into the voting booth. Now, you may be thinking, well, but they're not voting. Oh, yes, they are. They're voting. We've got news from all over the country as the Trump administration goes from state to state to state, pulling the voter rolls so they can run them against the Department of Homeland Security database, the Social Security database, because there's 6 million illegals out there that were illegally given those Social Security numbers. A lot of them, Doge reported, remember, are on the rolls. We're digging these people out. We're going to find out what states are red states and what states are purple states that should be red states, but for the massive fraud. You've got total panic on the Democrat side. They've got to keep these illegals and amnesty them in the future. This is a civil war, and we're fighting it on the streets of sanctuary cities where the Democrats are protecting a thug army. We must win, or we'll lose it all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.